Sunday, December 29th, Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Gospel from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Haydock Commentary. How can we account for what is related here, that his parents went up every year to Jerusalem during the childhood of Jesus, when, as we are taught in other parts, his parents did not dare to fix their abode in Jerusalem for fear of Archelaus? But this, says St. Augustine, will not be very difficult to answer. For it might be easier for them to ascend up to Jerusalem on these particular occasions without being noticed in so numerous a crowd, and privately return, though it might not be prudent for them to fix their habitation there, lest they might be too much noticed. And as no one has yet informed us how long Archelaus continued to reign, what St. Luke relates might have taken place after the death of that prince. It may be asked how the Blessed Virgin and St. Joseph could possibly have come so far without missing Jesus. But we must take notice that when the people went up to the temple from remote parts of Judea, the men went in one company and the women in a separate company, whilst the children went in either company indifferently, so that St. Joseph imagined that he was with Mary his mother, whilst she imagined he was with St. Joseph. Jesus, in saying, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house," showed that not St. Joseph, but only God was his Father. When Luke says that they did not understand what he said to them, it means that they knew not when or by what means Christ designed to make himself known to the world. Jesus was obedient to them, astonishing humility which the Son of God was pleased to teach by his example, as also obedience to parents. The evangelist relates nothing of our Savior from the age of 12 to the age of 30, except that he was subject to St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin, the Divine Spirit showing by this that nothing is so great and amiable in Christians as ready obedience to the direction of their superiors. All children are hereby taught what subjection and obedience is due from them to their parents. In saying Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor, it does not mean that he was wiser at any future period of his life than he was at the moment of his conception, but it is said in this way because he chose to manifest increasing signs of wisdom as he increased in years. In the same manner also he increased in grace, by displaying, as he advanced in age, the gifts of grace with which he was endowed, and by this excited men to the praise of God from the consideration of favors God had bestowed upon him, and thus he conduced to the honor of God and the salvation of men. The sun, always equally brilliant in itself, is said to increase in splendor till it has reached its meridian brilliancy.